Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
People are saying that Joe Biden is too old to run again for president. Not just his opponents on Fox News, but also a significant portion of Democrats say they hope someone else will step forward in 2024. But hey, Donald Trump is old. Nancy Pelosi is old, as is Dianne Feinstein, Elizabeth Warren, Chuck Grassley. The list goes on and on. In a nation that tends to admire youthfulness and novelty, do you not find it odd that we have so many oldsters in power in the highest levels of government? What's going on with so many Methuselahs hanging on to power? Is it a good thing that the wisdom of the ages is passed down through the old and wise? Or are the oldsters well past their prime, leading us into senile incompetency? One of the things I've been made aware of by my son and others is that America's financial policies do tend to favor the boomers over the younger generations, whatever you call them, Gen X, Y, or Z. Maybe that's why Joe Biden chose to forgive student loans, a guilty gift from the richer to a poorer generation. The World War II generation, boomers, parents were often called the greatest generation. Few would pass on that title to boomers. In my opinion, we've been spoiled and mollycoddled. Not only that, we tend to have more money now because, well, we've inherited a lot of wealth from our recently deceased parents. But in time, if the economy remains strong, my wife and I hope to pass on at least a little bit to our children when we graduate to the next life. But I digress. Have we as a nation become a doting gerontocracy, a nation ruled by octogenarians who still hold on to power but don't know when to step aside? Let's ponder this. On the one hand, it would be shameful to treat older persons with disrespect just because they're old. That's ageism of the worst kind. In many cultures, people who are older looked upon with favor because they tend to be wise based upon life experience they've endured. I, for one, am glad that Joe Biden is from the old-fashioned mold of politicians that actually thinks it's a virtue to work across the aisle. And then I loved it when Ronald Reagan turned the tables on Walter Mondale in the presidential debate in 1984 when asked if he was too old to be president at age 73. I will not make age an issue of this campaign. I am not going to exploit, for political purposes, my opponent's youth and inexperience. Reagan won by a large margin. On the other hand, there is a time to step down. The boomers would be wise to mentor the younger generation to take their place. In fact, our failure to do so, not just in politics, but on every level, has been one of the greatest contributors to the social unrest and national disunity of our time. The answers are hard to come by, but I think it's time for us to appreciate the virtue of humility. That's right, it's pride that makes us think that the next generation cannot possibly be as competent or important as this one. So a wise perspective on aging would groom the younger generation to take its place in timely fashion. And I say to the older folks who hold the strings of wealth and power today, it's time to pass on whatever we have to the next generation. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.